You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Today, we're still continuing with the book, When God Said Remember. And today, we're focusing on Sabbath and creation. The earth still speaks. Well, if you were wondering, well, the idea of the Sabbath isn't just a spiritual concept. It's an ecological concept as well. God rested and so did the earth, right? So Sabbath reminds us that we are not owners of the world, just stewards of this world. It's a day to respect creation and remember who truly sustains us. And that's why we need somebody to help us around this concept. Brother Henry Paul Baradze joins us now on the line to talk us through this beautiful concept. Brother Baradze, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. A blessed afternoon to you too, and a blessed afternoon to all the listeners.
How is the Sabbath tied to God's role as the Creator, Brother Baradze?
Thank you so much. Indeed, the Sabbath is tied to God as a Creator, in that God created this world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. After resting, He blessed the Sabbath and sanctified it. So the Sabbath helps us remember who the Creator is. It tells us that He is the Creator of this world. And this Creator is the Maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is His name. So the Sabbath helps us to realize that there's someone who owns this world. There's someone who is the source of this world. The source of all the trees that we see. The source of all the animals, of all the humans that we see. There's one who is the source. And that is God, Jehovah God, the Creator of heaven and earth. So the Sabbath helps us remember that we are not our own, that this world has a source. This world has a genesis, and the genesis, that is our God. He's the one who created. So the Sabbath helps us realize that there is a Creator who rules in this world.
Okay. So what can the Sabbath teach us about environmental stewardship?
Oh, thank you so much. The Sabbath teaches us a lot of things, that we ought to take good care of this earth. Because on the sixth day, when God made Adam and Eve, God told Adam and Eve to have dominion over this whole earth and to make sure that they take good care of this earth and to make sure that they subdue the earth.
Right.
So as creatures or as humans, we ought to realize that we have a mandate to take care of all the creatures on this earth. And what helps us to realize is the Sabbath. It helps us hear that there is someone who created, and He gave us a mandate to take care of all these creatures, to take care of the entire universe. Okay. So the Sabbath helps us remember that we've got a duty as stewards to take good care of this earth, to manage it, to replenish it, to tender the creatures that God has given us. So the Sabbath reminds us that we are stewards, and right. We are not the owners of the wealth that we have. We're not the owners of the farms that we own, or maybe the minerals that we own. We are not the owners.
Okay.
But God is the owner. We are only but stewards. We need to manage wisely. We need to manage knowing that one day we'll give an account. One day an account will be required of us to render to God, who is the Creator and the owner.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That's the steward side of the Sabbath. Let's talk about the rest side. Why does rest matter, not just for us humans, but also for the creation too?
Oh, thank you so much. Indeed, rest matters so much, in that as humans or as creatures, if we keep on working without rest, we may get exhausted, and people may get to tear down. Even machines, there is a wear and tear. There's a time that they have to be serviced. Machines have to be serviced, and
right,
at some point
right.
they have to rest. So all creatures have to rest at some point. It could be animals.
Yeah.
They don't just run around, but there's time for work and time for rest.
Right.
So rest
right.
is important. It's for our health. It's for us. It's for our productivity. It's for our efficiency. It's for effectiveness. So for us as creatures, very effective, for us to be in good shape, we need to rest.
Yeah.
There has to be time to walk and time to rest. So we are told that 6 days we shall labor and do our work, but on the seventh day, it is the Sabbath of the Lord our God. We need to rest, because God also rested on the seventh day. So the Sabbath helps us to rejuvenate, helps us to resuscitate, helps us to get better. Yes, it does help us to be better, so that when we go back and work, we'll do our very best.
Right.
So without the Sabbath, we may weigh down, we may just get exhausted, and we may lose track of what we ought to do. But the Sabbath is there to help us refocus and do the best that is required of us as creatures of our Heavenly Father.
Just give us suggestions, Brother Waradza. How can we use the Sabbath to reconnect with nature and also to demonstrate our gratitude to the Creator?
Oh, yes. Indeed, the Sabbath has to be used to reconnect with nature. During Sabbath time, we need to find time to walk. Maybe we could go for a nature walk. When pray in the woods, it could be time that you walk with your pet and you thank God. You look at it, you thank God. Wow, Lord, thank you for this creation. Thank you for the animals that you've given me. It could be time to go to we could be we can go for worship with the family.
Okay.
Worship in the mountains, and also the need for us to be grateful for what we have. So you need to count the blessings. If God has given you children, count the blessings. Thank God for what God has given you.
Mm.
Thank God for the hopes, for it could be a home that God has given you.
Right.
It could be a farm that God has given you.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. And yeah, count the blessings. It's time to count the blessings.
Yeah,
so during that time for rest, the seventh day, should be time to count the blessings. Should be time to praise God, as well as time to look at the nature, look at the birds.
Right,
songs
right
from the birds. Praise God for the birds. Praise God for the flowers. Praise God for the sun, the moon. Glorifying God for the stars that He has made. So it should be time to indeed behold and examine nature.
Right.
Sabbath should be time to examine nature.
Lovely, lovely. So what can observing the Sabbath in nature teach us about God? Eh?
Oh yes, it teaches us a lot of things. Like David says, when I look at the heavens, who is man that you are so mindful of? So by beholding, it becomes changed.
Yeah.
So nature tells us that of a God who is behind its existence. So nature helps us know that there's a God behind everything that exists.
Right.
So nature helps us to also know that we don't live for we don't live to sustain self, no. Mm. But we live to bless others. Like we say, trees, the sun is there to provide the energy to the plants and to humanity. And we see the plants also providing food to human beings. So nature teaches us that we need to bless others. We are there for others. And that there's someone behind all these things, and that is God. So nature teaches us lots of lessons that we ought to live to the glory of God.
Yeah.
We don't need to live to the glory of man.
Okay.
And so nature teaches us that we need to do all things in tune with God's will, because God is a source. He is the source of every creation. So if He's a source, we need to seek guidance. We need to seek wisdom from Him. Yes. So nature teaches us to depend on God.
Yeah.
And also teaches us that someone who sustains. For example, the sun. The sun always operates. There's never a time that the sun does not appear. It always appears in the sky.
Right.
That shows that there's someone who's sustaining. And that our God is a sustaining God. He's able to sustain. He's able to create and sustain.
Mm.
We're able to learn a lesson that if God has brought me to repentance, if God has helped me be a new creature, He's able to sustain me as well on my Christian walk with Him.
Okay.
Yes, so nature teaches us lessons that our God is not just one who is going to help us be born again, but He's also going to lead us through a process of sanctification.
Mm.
So the Sabbath helps us to realize that our God is a sanctifier.
Yeah.
It's Him that sanctifies.
Right.
So you can see these blessings from nature.
Yeah.
How God sustains nature.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's a beautiful, that's a good note to leave it on, Brother Henry Paul Baradze. Thank you very much for your time. I do hope we'll be able to talk again tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day further.
Many thanks, and wishing you God's blessings and all the best, and many blessings to the listeners.
Thank you very much, sir.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.